Thanks for that kind introduction, Gloria. And I hear a lot of laughing when it almost sounds like I can't teach you the 12 great events of the Bible within 30 minutes. Challenge accepted. I have a fondness for West Oahu. I remember many years ago coming to this church, and it's such a friendly church. I came because back then I had two students, Jason and Ali Oshiro, and they came here and danced the hula in preparation for a mission trip to Japan. And then several months ago, Gay Hongo was here singing, and Lidiko Izuka was dancing hula. Lidiko was one of my students as well when I taught at Pacific Rim Christian University. And so I enjoy being here at West Oahu. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I've been married for 27 years to my college sweetheart. This is a picture of me and her. Her name's Deanne. And this is a picture we took last year at Disneyland where we went by ourselves. No children. And I thought to myself, when was the last time we went on a trip when we didn't have to bring our children? Here's a picture of my family. On the left-hand side is my daughter, Naomi. She is going to UH West Oahu. And then behind me is my son, Garrett. He's going to UH Manoa. Now, I'm really proud of my son. Not to say I'm not proud of my daughter, but I'm proud of my son because my dad graduated from UH Manoa, and I graduated from UH Manoa, and hopefully my son will graduate from UH Manoa. And so there'll be three generations of Lao men graduating from Manoa. I'm the creator of something called Learn the Bible Fast, and my hope is that by the end of today's message, you will have an understanding of the big picture of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You might be new to the Christian faith, or you've been walking with Jesus for some time, or you might be right in the middle. No matter where you are, having a good understanding of the Bible is essential to being a disciple of Jesus. Now, during our time together, we're going to be drawing simple shapes to communicate the different events. Studies have shown that drawing simple pictures impacts and enforces one's learning. Now, don't worry if your circle isn't perfect or if your line isn't straight. This is about the idea, not the art. Let me repeat that. This is about the idea, not the art. You're not being graded. You won't be asked to turn anything in. But by the end of today, I believe you'll be proud of what you've accomplished. You can even post it on Facebook. Now, for maximum learning, I just don't want you to watch and listen. I want you to participate. Therefore, you're going to need two things. Inside your bulletin, there is a grid sheet that you need to take out, and you're also going to need a pen or pencil. And so we have some pens available. If you need a pen, I think Donna had my bucket of pens. Go ahead and take a pen. All right. Thank you so much. So with your grid sheet out, in the first panel, in the upper left-hand panel, write the word creation. Draw a circle. Inside the circle, draw three squiggly lines. And within the squiggly lines, draw some lines And these are called hash marks or hatch marks. And this represents land. This is a symbol for creation. God is the sovereign creator of all things. Out of nothing, he created everything. Within 6 days, he created the earth, space, time, light, atmosphere, dry land, plants, sun, moon, stars, sea, flying creatures, land animals, and humanity. And the story of creation is described in Genesis chapter 1. You got it? So far, so good? Pretty easy, huh? Yeah. Some of you going, this is the perfect kind of message for me. Yeah. Here's event number 2. Write the word patriarchs. So we're going to draw this symbol, and it starts in the upper third with a circle. And that represents the head. Underneath the circle, we're going to draw a modified triangle in that there's no point at the top. So it looks like this. From the neck, draw 2 lines coming down. At the waist, draw 2 lines going across. So with the triangle, you've drawn the body. With the 2 lines coming down, that's the cloak. With the 2 lines going across, that's the belt. And then draw 2 L's for arms. And this is a patriarch. Patriarch means father. And Abraham is considered the first patriarch because he is the father of the Hebrew race and the father of our faith. He is then followed by his son Isaac and then Isaac's son Jacob. The story of the patriarchs is described in Genesis chapter 12 through 50. Here's event number 3. Exodus. In the upper left-hand corner, draw a triangle. Behind the triangle, draw a backwards L so that you make a pyramid. To the right of the pyramid, draw the letter E and put a square around it. That's to remind us that this represents Egypt. On the bottom portion, draw a squiggly upside down V. And then put some squiggles in it. From the pyramid to the mountain, draw an arrow. And this is a symbol for Exodus. The Hebrew nation moved to Egypt during a famine, but hundreds of years later, they are enslaved by the Egyptians. God sends Moses to rescue the Hebrew people who traveled from Egypt to Mount Sinai. And the story of the Exodus is described in the books of Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Here's event number 4, conquest. To draw this symbol, it starts with a small upside down V. This is followed by a long V. In the middle of this diamond shape, we draw a vertical line. Underneath this shape, we draw a horizontal rectangle. And under that, a vertical rectangle. And that's the symbol for conquest. The Hebrews need to defeat the many enemies who have populated the promised land. God commissions Joshua to lead that army that will reclaim cities such as Jericho and Ai. After the enemies are defeated, the Hebrews settle in the promised land. And the story of the conquest is described in the book of Joshua. Here's the next symbol, judges. We're going to draw a gavel, and it starts with a rectangle. In the middle of the rectangle, we draw two vertical lines. On the sides of the rectangle, draw two skinny ovals. And underneath the rectangle, two lines coming down. And at the bottom, an oval. And that's the symbol for judges. There are still pockets of enemies throughout the promised land, and the Hebrews become slaves to these enemies. The Hebrews cry out to God, and God sends judges who are military leaders, such as Deborah, Gideon, and Samson, to bring deliverance to the Hebrews. And the story of judges is described in the book of Judges. Here's panel number six, event number six, kingdom. In the middle of the box, draw a horizontal line. And we're going to attach two slanted lines, one on the left, one on the right. In the middle, draw an upside-down V. And we're going to connect the upside-down V to the two slanted lines. On the points, draw small circles. And in the middle, three big circles. And there you have the symbol for kingdom, a crown. The Hebrews, also known as the Israelites, want a king rather than God to rule over them. Several kings ruled during this period, such as Saul, David, and Solomon, and 39 others. Some are good, some are bad. And the story of the kingdom is described in the books of 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, and 1 and 2 Chronicles. So far, so good? Understandable? Okay, let's go to the next row and write the word exile. We're going to draw the land of Israel. So it starts with a small line at the top. To the right, a long line going down. At the bottom, a medium line. And we're going to connect the top line with the bottom line with a curved left line. Inside, we're going to put three shapes. A small oval, a squiggly line, and a long oval. And these represent three bodies of water. Over here is the Sea of Galilee. The top oval is the Sea of Galilee. Coming out of the Sea of Galilee is the Jordan River. And everything ends up in the Dead Sea. So this is a symbol for Israel. To the right of this symbol, put the letter B and put a square around it. That represents Babylonia. We're going to take an arrow from the land of Israel heading towards the B. And this symbol represents exile. Most of the kings did not follow God, which caused the people not to follow God. Thus, God allowed foreign nations to come in and defeat them. One nation, Babylonia, came in and exiled the people of God, such as Daniel, and took them to Babylonia. And the story of the exile is described in the book of 2 Kings. In the next panel, write the word return. And we're going to draw the symbol for Israel again. A short line at the top, a long line to the right, a medium line at the bottom, and a curved left line. Draw a small oval for the Sea of Galilee, a squiggly line for the Jordan River, and a long oval for the Dead Sea. Put the letter P with the square around it to the right. Now this time, the arrow is going to go from the P back into the land. And this is a symbol for return. 70 years after Babylonia defeated God's people, the nation of Persia, which represents the P, defeats the Babylonians and allows any Israelite who wants to return home to do so. A little over 50,000 people out of the millions who were exiled decide to return to their homeland to rebuild the city, temple, and walls. The story of the return is described in the books of Ezra and Nehemiah. Here's the next symbol, silence. So we're going to draw the character like we did for patriarchs, but we're going to add a few things. And so the circle for the head, the modified triangle for the body, two lines coming down for the cloak, two lines going across for the belt, and two L's for arms. If you look at the face, there's a small circle for the mouth. And then we're going to put three dashes to the left of the mouth, and three dashes to the right of the mouth, as if this person is speaking. And this is a symbol for a prophet, because a prophet speaks. However, this is a period of silence. So we're going to draw a big circle around the prophet and put a slash through that, the international no sign, because the prophets don't speak. It's a period of silence. During a period of 400 years, God doesn't speak through patriarchs, judges, kings, or prophets. This is known as the 400 years of silence between the Old and New Testament. But God is working behind the scenes, preparing the land for the coming of his son. He introduces a common language, a hope for the Messiah, and roadways so the good news can travel fast. Here's the next symbol, Christ. So this looks like a patriarch, but we've modified the arms. And so we're going to draw a circle for the head, a modified triangle for the body, two lines coming down for the cloak, two lines going across for the belt. But for the arms, instead of two L's, we're going to draw two rectangles going to the left and to the right. And because this is God, we're going to put the glory around him. And it starts with an upside down V, two sideways V's, and then two more V's to connect all the V's. And that's the symbol for Christ. At the right time, God becomes a man and Jesus is born to a virgin. During his 3 years of ministry, Jesus trains disciples, heals people, and communicates truth. His death and resurrection display God's power over sin and death. And the story of Christ can be found in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, also known as the Gospels. Here's the next event, church. So it starts with a long upside down V. Underneath that is a three-sided square. And at the top, a cross. And there's your symbol for church. After Jesus ascends to heaven, the Holy Spirit descends to earth to fill Christ's followers with power to be God's witnesses to all nations. The good news of Jesus spreads from Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And the story of the church can be found in the book of Acts, but it also extends to us as we are in the church age. And here's the last symbol, new creation. Draw a circle. Draw three squiggly lines. Inside the squiggly lines, draw some straight lines or hatch marks to represent land. Around the circle, put some dashes. And there you have the symbol for new creation. There will come a time when Jesus returns to earth and defeats Satan. The Lord will reign victorious and usher in a new period with a new Jerusalem and a new heaven and earth. The story of the new creation can be found in the book of Revelation. And there you have the 12 great events of the Bible: creation, patriarchs, exodus, conquest, judges, kingdom. You're holding it up. That's very good. Exile, return, silence, Christ, church, and new creation. Well done. You have just drawn the 12 great events of the Bible. Give yourselves a hand. Now, here are some things you can do next. First, you can take a picture of your masterpiece, and you can post it on social media like Facebook. if you're on Instagram or Twitter, you can tag me, Pastor Gary Lau, with the hashtag LearnTheBibleFast. Second, you can email me if you want a copy of today's script plus the blank grid. You can email me at gary@learnthebiblefast.com. Third, this message is part of a bigger course called the 100 Great Events of the Bible. This is where I go into more detail and dig deeper as we open the Bible. Many students have gone through this course and they read and understand their Bible with confidence. Gloria said, "This course was excellent. Just exactly what I needed to get, a comprehensive overview of the Bible, yet simple to understand." Jeannie said, "This class is so awesome that in many ways I wish it were longer in time and meetings." Tina says, "This class is great for new and seasoned Bible readers. It connected the Old Testament to the New Testament and Christ." Let me tell you what you're going to learn. You're going to learn the 100 events that help you understand the story of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, how the Bible is organized, the 13 books to read in the Bible to understand its storyline, how the Great Commission started in Genesis, not in Matthew, the importance of Adam's family tree, Noahic, Abrahamic, Mosaic, and Davidic covenants, what the plagues were really about, why the book of Deuteronomy reads like Exodus and Leviticus, the difference between the united and divided kingdoms, where Assyria, Babylonia, and Persia are, what happened between the Old and New Testaments, what happened during those 400 years of silence, why there's four Gospels and not just one. And each week we gather together, I'm going to teach you a leadership lesson that comes directly from the Bible so that you learn how to become a Bible-centered leader. Can I invite you to sign up for the 100 Great Events of the Bible? It's going to be happening here on Thursday nights starting September 26th, and we'll go for 8 weeks, but we're going to skip October 31st for Halloween. We're going to be meeting here from 6:30 to 8:30, and you need this $10 workbook, which will guide you through the 100 great events of the Bible. And if you want more information, you can talk to or email Donna Kranz. Well, thank you so much for allowing me to come today to teach you. Did I do it within 30 minutes? Did I do it? Yeah. Thank you so much for learning the 12 great events in the Bible. And I look forward to having you here when we go through the 100 great events of the Bible.
Check. Thank you, Gary. That was awesome. Great overview. It's even going to be even better when we have our small group. So yes, please do sign up. Let's all rise. We're going to close.